Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. I hope you believe it too. Now, what do you use fire for? Cooking? Keeping yourself warm in the winter? Perhaps you can use fire as a romantic lighting for a dinner. Do you know how to start a fire? Well, the title of our lesson is How Man Became Master of Fire, and we're continuing the story of a bear, rawr, and a man, and a fire. So, here are a few questions for you to think about. Is fire a good servant or a good master? Is fire a good servant or a good master? And why did bear not try to go near fire again? Why did bear, rawr, not try to go near fire again? These are some good questions to think about. You're going to find the answers very soon. Let's begin. Rawr.
How Man Became Master of Fire. Fire allowed man to cook his dinner over its flames. Then fire promised to remain friends with man and live with him. Fire would light his home at night. Fire would keep man warm and dry. Man left to find a container to carry fire home with him. In the evening, bear returned home. His belly was full, but now bear was cold, and his cave seemed dark. Bear entered his cave and moved toward fire. Fire turned away and would not make bear warm.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 flame 这个名词。Flame 是指火焰或火舌，例如 When the oil truck exploded, the car next to it burst into flames. 当这台运油车爆炸的时候，隔壁的车子顿时烧了起来。或者是 The house was quickly consumed by flames. 这栋房子很快的就被火舌给吞灭了。Flame 也可以当动词，意思是着火。例如 The sky seemed to flame in the sunset.日落时天空似乎要整个燃烧起来 flame 也指发红例如 the girl's face flamed because she was upset 这个女孩因为很生气而脸变得很涨红接下来我们看 turn away 这个动词片语 turn away 在这里是指把脸转过去例如 the movie star turned away when the paparazzi tried to take his picture 当狗仔队试着要拍他的照片的时候这位电影明星把脸转过去 turn away 也指拒绝或放弃例如 due to space and staff limitations, the hospital had to turn away patients. 由于空间以及人力的限制，医院不得不拒绝病人。
Okay, well, Rebecca, we're continuing through this story about bear and fire and man. And I'm just curious, what do you like to use fire for?
What do I like to use fire for?
Yeah, what do you think is a great use for fire?
Well, when I go camping, I love to have, like, a campfire. And then you can roast marshmallows or even hot dogs over the fire. So maybe I like to use fire to cook. Or, back in the States, we actually have a fireplace, so the fire can be inside the house. I like to just sit by the fire with a nice cup of hot chocolate on a cold night. Wonderful.
That is one of my favorite things about winters in the United States or other places that become really cold, is that often you can warm yourself by the fire in the fireplace. Well, friends, we read here, fire allowed man to cook his dinner over its flames. So that is one use of fire. Then fire promised to remain friends with man and live with him. We see another use right here. Fire would light his home at night.So, fire is good for warmth, for cooking, and for providing light.
And we also read right here, fire would keep man warm and dry. So, before we continue, let's talk about that phrase, to keep something warm. When I think about this phrase, It actually reminds me of my mom. I used to be on swim team long time ago, and so oftentimes I would get home after dinner, and my mom would keep my food in the oven to keep it warm, so that when I came home, I had warm food to eat.
That is so sweet. Your mom would keep your food warm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you keep yourself warm in the winter? Would you have a blanket or a jacket or maybe a cup of hot chocolate? How do you keep yourself warm?
Let's see here. I drink tea, I drink hot chocolate, and I definitely love blankets. And I also like to wear slippers to keep my feet warm. Actually, here in Taiwan, it can get really cold during the winters, especially since we don't have any heat. So I like to wear slippers to keep my feet warm.
Well, friends, I do like to keep myself warm with a nice big blanket during the winters. Some people think that going outside and smoking will help warm you up or keep you warm. Actually, aside from the fact that it is cold outside where you smoke, actually smoking slows down your circulation, and so it doesn't keep your body warm. So don't think that smoking will help warm you up.
On the other hand, running will definitely keep you warm, and I think that's a better choice than smoking. Well, continuing with our story, fire would keep man warm and dry. A man left to find a container to carry fire home with him. So it sounds like man has decided that he wants to use fire forever.
Well, right. It seems like they have a good relationship. Now, speaking of this relationship, of course, the title is How Man Became Master of Fire. And that reminds me of a phrase, and it goes like this. Fire is a good servant, but a bad master. So what this means is that if you are in charge, if you are in control of fire, it will serve you well, but never let it become the master. So if it's a servant, like in this fireplace, it's in a safe place, you're at a safe distance, it is serving you by keeping you warm.
Well, this actually reminds me, in California for many, many, many years, they actually have a big problem with forest fires. That's when the fires get out of control. They get so big that they actually become very destructive. And sometimes they destroy homes and forests, trees. It's a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, it happens almost every year. Mm-hmm. So fire is a good servant. But friends, as you can see here, sometimes fire is a bad master, okay? You don't want to let your house catch on fire. Those forest fires are an example of how fire is a bad master.
Okay, well, now it's time for us to find out what is happening with Bear. So we read, in the evening, Bear returned home. His belly was full, but now Bear was cold and his cave seemed dark. If you remember from yesterday, Bear was out eating raspberries. Actually, he went hunting for raspberries, right? And now he's returned to his cave, but something seems different.
His cave was a little bit dark. Bear entered his cave and moved toward fire. Fire turned away and would not make Bear warm. He was rejected. That Bear, he left fire for a little while. That was a bad decision, Bear, because fire wants to have nothing to do with you anymore. Sorry.
Well, if you remember from yesterday, fire was really hungry. He needed some wood. He needed some tinder. And Bear, at that time, was too focused on this good smell, the raspberries. Well, anyway, this seems like a very unfortunate situation for Bear.
It does, and we have more to learn about this. However, Steve and Ken would like to say something about the word toward in the info cloud.
So let's go there.
Today, let's take a look at a fairly basic word, toward. We usually use it as a preposition, describing either a position, as in, he kept his back toward me, or actual motion, the animal moved toward the fire.
But sometimes we see this word written with an S, towards. So how are the two words different?
Well, first of all, both toward and towards are considered standard English. The British tend to use towards with an S, whereas Americans mostly say toward without an S. And the same goes for afterward and afterwards, forward and forwards, backward and backwards.
So you can feel free to say either the animal moved toward the fire or the animal moved towards the fire.
Now, here's a question some of you might ask. What about the word untoward? It sure sounds like it should mean the opposite of toward, that is, away, right, Ken?
Well, not quite. Even though toward is most commonly used as a preposition, it can also be used as an adjective, meaning having a successful or good outcome. So the adjective untoward has the opposite meaning, unfortunate. That was an untoward incident. I'm sorry to hear it.
For a memory trick, think of how you would want to move towards something fortunate, but you would want to move away from something untoward or unfortunate.
Toward 这个介系词到底要不要加S? 其实toward 跟towards 唯一的差别在于 toward 是美式的用法, 如果加上一个S, towards 是英式的用法。 类似的单字还有 afterward 跟 afterwards, backward 跟 backwards, forward 跟 forwards, 加了S 都是英式的用法。 另外要注意 toward 的反义词不是 untoward, untoward 是一个形容词, 表示不幸的, 不顺遂的。 That was an untoward incident. 那是一件不幸的事件。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are continuing to learn about how man became master of fire. We have three characters in this story: fire, bear, and man. Man has learned how to take care of fire, and fire is also taking care of man by providing warmth for him and light and giving him something to cook with. But bear has run away from fire. He wants fire to help him, but now fire doesn't like him. Friends, let's continue to learn about poor Bear and fire.
How Man Became Master of Fire. When Bear tried again to come close to fire, it became hot and burned the whiskers on Bear's face. Bear pulled away in pain and ran into the forest. He did not try to go near fire again. Man soon returned with a clay jar to carry fire home with him. Man learned to light fire and how to keep fire burning. He also learned how to use fire in daily life. Ever since that time, all fire has belonged to man.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 whisker 这个名词。 whisker 在这里是指动物的胡须， 也可以讲成 whisker。 例如 seals' whiskers can detect the water movements around them， 海豹的胡须可以侦测出周围水的波动。 whisker 也指人的络腮胡。 例如 you've got chocolate syrup on your whiskers， 你的胡子沾到巧克力糖浆了。 最后我们看 jar 这个名词， jar 是指罐子或坛子。 例如 Grandma put her homemade pickles in jars. 奶奶把她自制的酸黄瓜放在罐子里。 或者是 food from a jar is quite popular because it's eco-friendly and healthy. 玻璃罐食物很受欢迎，因为既环保又健康。 或者是 we can consume a whole jar of instant coffee per day. 我们一天就可以用掉一整罐的即溶咖啡。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, it's time for us to continue learning about Bear. We read when Bear tried again to come close to fire, it became hot and burned the whiskers on Bear's face. Now, Gabe, there's actually a word that I'm thinking of. This word means that you burn slightly, just a little bit on the surface, but it doesn't necessarily produce any flames.
Oh, it doesn't produce any flames.
Not really.
It just kind of like singes.
Hey, that's the word I was thinking of.
Well, great. I'm a genius. Yes. So you could say that fire singed bear's whiskers. So maybe it didn't burn the whole whisker or not all of the whiskers, but maybe just the ends of the whiskers were burnt because they were singed. This reminds me, I once learned how to breathe fire.
Excuse me?
No, well, it's true. Not like a dragon, but I learned how to blow out fire, right?
No way. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm not going to tell you how because I don't think that you should try this at home, friends. No. However, when I was learning, sometimes the fire would blow up my face and it would singe my eyebrows.
Oh my goodness. That sounds so scary.
And my hair. Yeah.
I'm glad that you were okay.
Yeah, I was okay. It just singed my hair a little bit.
So it really wasn't that serious.
Yeah.
But that is the idea here in the story, that fire singed Bear's whiskers on his face. Well, Bear pulled away in pain and ran into the forest. He did not try to go near fire again. Poor Bear. He's going to have to live cold without fire, I guess, forever.
I guess he's never going to be able to play with fire ever again for the rest of his life.
Hey, Gabe, I really like that phrase, don't play with fire.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's true. This is a good warning, friends. Don't play with fire. Perhaps your mom has told you this before, because you want to use fire for good things, but don't just mess around with it. It could be dangerous. Don't play with fire.
That's right. And of course, we see here in our lesson, man returned with a clay jar and he carried fire home. Man learned to light fire. I think fire became one of man's really good friends.
Well, this is because man knew not to let the fire die. And friends, it's time for us to sing
it
out yet again.
Don't let the fire die. Don't let the fire die. Don't let the fire die. Don't let it die. Don't let the fire die. Don't let the fire die.
Have you been working on something, maybe a project, or something that you're passionate about? And you were really excited at first, but then after a while, it got hard. Don't let the fire die. You can do it.
You're in a relationship, and there was a big flame at first because you were deeply in love. But over time, I feel like the fire has slowly started to die. Friends, don't let the fire burn out.
Don't let it burn out. Don't lose heart today. Even when you've lost your flame, don't let it die. Don't let it burn out. Don't lose heart today. Even when you've lost your flame, don't let it die.
Don't let the fire
don't let
die.
It burn out.
Once bear was the most powerful creature in the world. Smart and strong.
And cute.
Yes, bear had fire and knew how to keep it alive.
Fire kept my cave bright and dry and kept other creatures away.
Other creatures feared fire.
Then one day, I smelled something fragrant in the air. Raspberries.
So, bear left his cave to hunt for raspberries.
And I found raspberries. And I started eating raspberries.
Bear completely forgot about fire.
The raspberries were delicious.
Meanwhile, fire called out, "Feed me!" Fire needed something that burned to keep him alive. "Feed me or I will die."
But I was filling my belly with raspberries. I didn't hear fire call out.
But I heard fire call, and I walked by, and I heard it say, "Feed me or I will die." So I pulled out a handful of grass and gave it to fire, then gently blew on the cinders.
Yeah, but I was still eating raspberries.
I gave fire pine cones and twigs and sticks. Fire grew stronger and stronger.
And I grew fuller and fuller.
I cooked my dinner over fire's flames. Fire promised to remain friends, light my home, and keep me warm. I left to get a container to carry fire home.
Well, when I finally returned home, I was cold. But fire would not warm me. Fire turned away. Well, I came closer. Ouch! Fire burned my whiskers, and I ran away.
I returned to the cave with a clay jar and took fire home with me. I learned to light fire and keep fire burning. And now, fire belongs to me.
Goodbye, fire.
Well, friends, would you rather be like man, fire, or bear?
Friends, we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.